This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This is from Christina. Can you please tell my wife happy third anniversary today, 321. Every year I have to be in Europe for work. And every year I ask you to help me out to say I love her beyond all time zones. I love you, Kelly Kessler. Missing you from Bordeaux. Oh, that's adorable.
Is this the Chipmunks?
Anniversary.
Who is this?
It's the Minions.
Oh, the Minions. All right.
That's adorable. You were just talking about the whole Facebook debacle that they're in with a, you know, leak of all our information. Jim Carrey's latest artwork focuses on that.
Well, he had said he was deleting Facebook a while back.
Yeah.
And now people are saying, see, he's not crazy.
He shared his latest painting on Tuesday. It's Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg. He captioned the pic, "Who are you sharing your life with? Hashtag regulate Facebook." There's a quote from Zuckerberg right in the painting. This is a quote from Zuckerberg in 2004 when he was 19 years old. The quote came from an instant message exchange between Zuckerberg and a friend that was later made public. "They trust me, dumb Fs," was the quote. Right. Carrie's painting comes as pressure mounts for the social media giant to be regulated the way, same way Big Tobacco is.
It has presented considerable problems, for sure. Not only the sale of our info, but the way it affected the election. And there's no doubt some people can't seem to pull off.
Nope.
And that's another real issue that I wouldn't want my kid to be. I don't know how I'm going to deal with that yet.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about Facebook. It'll be whatever the kids are using that day. But there's no question that they're living their little lives in their phones. Okay, here's the top songs in the country at this moment, Vincent. It's the Hot 100. At number 100, Dark Knight Dumbo by Trippie Redd featuring Travis Scott. Brittany and I were talking this morning about, you know, I guess this whole genre of, there's a thing, it's mumble rap.
Oh, well, that's clear.
It's this, yes, in that it's not clear. Mumble rap is there's these two guys that he found a video of, and they're just making fun of mumble rap by, like, stuffing. I think the song is called Eight Grapes, and the dude does the rapping part in the song with eight grapes shoved in his mouth. And it's obviously a parody, and it's supposed to be funny, but they're clearly, especially the producer guy's got some real talent.
Yeah, he's very famous on YouTube. His name is Naiga Haiga or something like that.
Naiga Haiga.
Or I might be pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah.
But he's Japanese, and I mean, he's got 20 million subscribers.
Oh.
So, yeah, he always has, like, parody songs in his videos, and his producer is very talented. This is the first time I've seen his producer in his video. And he has, like, a formula to what pop music is, you know what I mean? Like, you need to do triplets, which is ba da ba ba da ba da, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And so he tells him, yeah, and then he says, and they start incorporating all these little things that the producer, obviously, this music producer knows what to do. So I'll go ahead and just play the video for you from the beginning, and you can see what happens. I mean, he does it with.
So let's post this somewhere too.
You sure,
put
I'll
it on
post
the Serendipity,
it to Serendipity page.
Facebook page.
How to make mumble rap.
Yeah. So it's pretty extensive. It's a very long video. Were there anything in particular that you. It's funny because you see him doing it and then they add the. Oh, go ahead.
So they show
luckily, they do have what words he's trying to say underneath.
They show the production of it and how they make it. And he's in the studio and the booth. And
how many hits does this guy have?
20 million subscribers.
Well, 20 million subscribers. This video came out, let's see when, March 17th, 4 days ago. And this has got 4.7 million views already.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Mumble rap, everybody. So
well,
we'll
you have to believe it's that sort of. I don't give a you know what. I don't even have to enunciate.
No.
Punk rock used to do that. The guys wouldn't even learn their instruments.
Right. We don't need to. Just make noise with them.
Or practice enough that it sounded like they knew how to play their instruments.
So I'll post it to Sarah and Vinny Page. It's worth the watch. I mean, just watching him in the booth.
It's pretty funny.
Adding grapes in his mouth, and the producer's like, put more. And he goes, I can't fit anymore. And he starts, and it's great. I mean, then he throws some auto-tune on it. It's hilarious.
I just thought it was funny. I had no idea that that was an actual mumble rap is a thing. Like, I thought, though, these guys just don't like to enunciate. But it's a whole
genre. There's enough
genre
of them doing it that
yes.
way that clearly it is
clearly
a thing.
Clearly it got itself a name. So, you know that song, You Watch Me Whip? You Watch Me Nene?
Mm-hmm.
That guy's name is Silento.
Oh.
And he's got a new track out, and I said, oh, boy, I'm going to need to hear this.
I sure hope I don't find myself making a video to this thing later.
Good idea, Vin.
No, it's not.
It's so funny because kill it and okay have become a total part of like our stupid vernacular. Like, okay, kill it. Okay. So this is the new one from him. Let's see if we make a video of this one. Are there going to be any catchy phrases in here, Brenny?
It's not as good, huh? Not as good as
you don't like it.
It's fine.
It's a little mumble rap. Is this the chorus? Oh, no. kick it. Yeah, not here.
Yeah, that's kind of weak.
It's no watch me whip, watch me nay nay. I want to get into this Buffalo Bills story. I don't understand it. I don't know these people. This guy was a second round draft pick last year for the Bills. His name is Zay Jones. His brother, Caleb Jones, is also in the NFL. He's a Viking.
Right.
TMZ Sports got a video of these two. There is a bizarre naked struggle. I guess Zay was going to jump out of a window.
He has clearly has mental health issues. He was having a breakdown.
Yeah, a full break
and
with reality.
And he was screaming about Jesus, too, in the
middle
of
it. I'm going to fight for Jesus. Yeah. According to witnesses, he was trying to... A 30th floor window this dude was trying to jump out of. He's naked. His brother is clothed, but he's just trying to handle him. And in the end, the dude is covered in blood. He kicked his foot through a plate glass window. So he breaks free of his brother, runs in the direction of Caleb's girlfriend's apartment. So I guess this is like the place where they all live.
This went down in LA. So it wasn't in Buffalo. While they both play, one is Minnesota, one's Buffalo. They clearly live in LA.
So you can hear her screaming in this video at some point. So I don't know I guess when stuff goes down, we all pull out our phones now because this is happening in the hallway. It's happening in this public balcony area. So it's plate glass windows. You can see, and you can't see how far up you are. You can kind of see another building out the window, but the dude kicks his foot through this high-rise window and then tries to climb through this it's a small shattered hole in this window and he's trying to climb through.
He's lucky he didn't tear his face off.
He really is.
I don't know if he stuck his face through first, but it's that small. Like, you couldn't fit your body through that.
Right. You'd lacerate your face just trying to get through it. He tries to squeeze through the hole in the window. Caleb restrains him. Police finally arrive. They arrest him for felony vandalism. There's photos from the scene, and there is blood everywhere, all over the floors, all over the walls, all over that window. It actually looks like he might have taken out two windows here, like tried more than once. Here's the still from that. But it is a crazy fight. This went down Monday night. Zay is completely naked, grappling with his brother. I'm going to fight for Jesus.
My guess, and I'm just guessing, but I bet his brother's dealt with this before.
Well, you know, I don't know what this guy's dealing with mentally, but the first thing I thought of was, what is he on?
Oh, there's that too. But, you know, some families end up struggling with this, and there's not a lot of help for them. And it's not, no one discusses, or very few discuss, mental health problems, but that's some of our homeless out there are people who have fallen off their meds and families can't watch them round the clock. And
right.
They've struggled with it long enough where they finally go, I can't.
Or the person has just left.
Right.
He was a second-round draft pick last year. According to law enforcement sources, he's being held in the medical ward of L.A. County Jail. Yeah. It's unclear what his condition is at this point. The Bills say, we're in the process of gathering more information on this matter. At this point, we have no further comment. So, no official word from the NFL. But that's...
Sounds
horrible.
It could be drugs, but it does sound more like a mental health problem.
Or a combination of the two.
There's that.
Which is never a good combo. Cops. Bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys.
Bad boys.
Oh. What you wanna do? They're filming in Santa Rosa and all around Sonoma County.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the long-running TV show Cops out into Sonoma County, California.
So it's still on.
Yeah. 29 years old, that show is. Mm-hmm. And they shoot new ones all the time. They're going to first film for 8 weeks during ride-alongs with Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies, and then another 8 weeks beginning May 12th with Santa Rosa City police officers. The episodes will air on television later this year. Let's try to be on our best behavior. Let's make these most boring of all the cop shows. Could we, Santa Rosa and Sonoma County? It is just, sometimes you watch Cops, you go by it, and you get stuck on it, and you're just like, wow, this is really showing the true underside of humanity.
Well, people operating in that world aren't hearing your call for better behavior,
well,
I can assure
you of that.
Maybe
their friends could call them and say, you know, they're asking for us to be on our best behavior. Like, oh, man, really? So, let's see. They're going to be riding along with officers on 10-hour shifts, 4 p.m. to 2 p.m. 2 a.m., sorry. They looks like the sheriff spokesman, Sergeant Spencer Crum, says, we want to showcase the good, hard work deputies do. It'll show the challenges that law enforcement face. So
I haven't watched that show in a million years, but it's always that guy with no shirt in the middle of the night. That's trouble.
Yeah.
Where is your shirt, sir?
That's immediately what I picture. And actually, I saw it the other night. It was on. I was running past and I left it on. But you're right, Vinny. As much as you can say Cops, that show, you picture a guy with his shirt off fighting.
Right. No shirt, middle of the night, fighting.
Or
right.
Some, you know.
And some woman standing on a porch yelling stuff.
Yeah, with three teeth in her mouth. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
With a cig in one hand,
right. Yeah.
A beer in the other hand.
Curlers in her hair. Or maybe not, I don't know. They say that the cops, before they agreed to do this, talked to Stockton and Salinas cops, and they said, look, we had a really good experience with it, and encouraged them to go ahead and do it, so they decided to do it. So they say it's actually good publicity for the city.
Is it?
No, it isn't.
Well,
stop it.
I was going to say, what if there's really... nothing to report, then.
No.
That'd be great.
Then
they won't show it.
There's
it'll be
crime
great.
Everywhere, yeah. But if it shows the crime fighters in a good light, then that's good for the city.
There's
there are drug problems
everywhere, right?
Yeah. That's fuels a lot of those shows.
So look, if you're planning on getting in trouble, maybe the next 16 weeks or so isn't the time to do it. Going to be filming there for quite some time. Logic is breaking up with his wife.
She's a married guy?
We're just talking about him, huh?
He's super nerdy looking in these pictures. I don't really know much about this dude, but yeah, super, super nerdy.
Listen to this guy.
The wife is absolutely gorgeous. She could be a model, a Victoria's Secret model. She's beautiful. He sat his wife down and said, I'm happier single than married, and I would like to divorce.
Do they have kids?
They do not. Or at least they're not listed here. And they look very young.
They've only been married since 2015.
Bye.
He became very distant from Jessica Andrea after the success of his track, 800-273-8255, and started spending a lot less time at home and was like, you know, what am I doing married?
I just read an article on him, and he has big hopes and dreams. Mm. And so it's one of those, he didn't mention he was married.
No, well, it doesn't really occur to him much.
But it was talking about how he wants to make a movie, and he's, you know, already makes records, and he plans to write a book, and so he's got big hopes and dreams.
She's a singer too. Do you know that?
Yeah. I did not. Can we hear some Jessica Andrea? I did not.
If you type in her name into Google, it'll be five things that pop up about her, and then just click on that article. It's the third thing.
They appeared at the Grammys together in January. She came. Oh.
Oh, look at her.
She's beautiful.
She had to have that moment. You're leaving me. You are leaving me. Look at her.
Those are some dumb dance moves. I'm sorry.
It's cute.
Yeah, she looks 15. She's very young looking. Does it say how old she is? So they went to the Grammys together in January, and then he was supposed to be off doing something. She came home and was like, oh, what are you doing here? And he said, sit down.
Oh.
I got something to tell you.
Now, do you think that means he had someone waiting for him and he felt...
Yeah,
he
groupies.
He needed to get this done real quick first.
I think he just didn't want to be the dude who was cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
Well. He said, I want to split. I just want to be single. She was shocked and devastated.
25.
They do have... She's 25?
Mm-hmm.
Cute as a button.
Really cute. They have a prenup. Entitles her to some kind of payout. She won't get their house or car. She's no longer living with him. She moved in with a family member. They issued a joint statement about their breakup on Tuesday, insisting there's no bad blood between them. See if it stays that way. There's another shot of them together. That's them at the Grammys. Oh, boy. Look at the time. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
He purposely goes for bad glasses.
Yeah,
doesn't he?
No, he's not good looking.
No, I don't
just
think
like
he's ugly.
A nerdy look.
Like, yeah, very,
he's
very nerdy.
Yeah. Choosing.
Maybe it's a hipster thing.
Might be.
I guess so.
I wouldn't get that, that's for sure. Well, the millennials have done it again.
Oh, boy. What have
Come
they done
on,
now?
Leave us
Come
alone.
On,
get
man.
Off me.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:39, and this part of the program is brought to you by the fine people here at the Alice.
Ah.
I know. There's a lot of nice
Jane?
People.
That's
all
lovely.
The people. All of them. Why, did you want to sing Jane?
No, I wasn't sure who you were referring to.
Oh, what's today,
Why
Wednesday?
You?
Jane's not here today.
Not Jane.
Well, I didn't. I was saying just all the fine people that work
Everybody.
Here.
Everybody.
Top
How
to bottom.
How about our promotions department? They're great.
You know what? Yeah.
They
our
are
Our promotions
great.
Department.
Denise,
team.
Michelle,
Denise.
Rebecca. Yeah.
Yep.
Team. And their team.
And their team.
Yeah.
Okay. It's time for Oakland A's baseball. Hang out with Uzette and Hooman on Saturday, March 31st for Oakland A's opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch the game from Alice's suite. I didn't even know Alice had a suite. This is very exciting news.
It is.
Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Wins a pair of tickets. You get to join Uzette and Hooman in the Alice Suite Saturday, March 31st, a day of great baseball with the A's, sun, fun, the 50th anniversary, festivities. Check out all the Oakland A's opening weekend celebrations. Check them out at athletics.com/green today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Here's what's happening. Oh. She does sizzle. She's known as cocoa butter thighs. I mean, she's
well,
a tanner.
You know her as that.
Yeah.
You named her that many, many years ago.
She's a tanner.
Yep. Well, she was.
She doesn't tan anymore? She moved to Florida and she stopped tanning?
Yeah, the skin cancer stops that.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, she's had a couple.
Sure. Some junk removed.
Yikes. Is that your mom?
No, that's Patricia. My mom's Ellie. Morning, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Morning.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, really?
No, he's there too. He doesn't sit and listen, but you know.
He doesn't hop in the boat and get the heck out of there first thing?
I don't know what his routine is. Maybe he is already gone. Don't ask me.
I got a picture of him running off the pier with a 12er under his arm.
Every day.
Doesn't he?
I don't know.
That's not what he does?
I don't know.
All right. That's.
Let's stick with that. My mom's out back tan and naked, and my dad's somewhere off on a boat with a 12er. Parked near like a marina liquor store.
Sure.
Sure.
You never know.
Right.
All right, well, here's what's happening. So really quick to begin with, the Austin bomber has been caught and has been killed. Actually, he killed himself, but we now have this person's name. The Austin bomber is Mark Condit. He's 23. Apparently, he was homeschooled by his mom, as she pronounced or announced on social media back in 2013. She graduated him from high school. Mm. He's 23 again, and it looks like he was contemplating some sort of mission. When I hear that, I think of a mission trip being something church-related.
Religious, right. To bring Christ to the people.
Here's what. Have you seen the kid yet?
I haven't.
That's what the guy looks like. That's a guy mailing bombs to people.
It's like a regular, nice kid.
So, they've got his name, and we'll be getting more info about that very soon. Also, another quick update. We'd heard about a school shooting in Maryland, and that two people had been hurt and one killed. It was the shooter that was killed. By a very brave person that ran out there and took care of it. It was, they say the incident began in a school hallway just before classes started at 7:55 in the morning. Austin Wyatt Rollins, armed with a handgun, shot a female and a male student. It looks like he had a prior student with prior relationship with the female.
Oh, so this was specific attack on these two.
Yes.
And neither of them died?
Neither of them died.
That's good.
Except Rollins, the shooter, was killed by school resource officer Blaine Gaskill, who responded to the scene in less than a minute. Gaskill fired a round at the shooter. The shooter fired a round simultaneously.
Oh.
And Gaskill was unharmed, the hero in the story. So there's that. That's your update on the school shooting in Maryland. It sounds like a love situation.
Mm-hmm.
Love does hurt always, but hurts particularly bad there. There's no excuse. Don't get me wrong.
No, of course not, my God.
But that sounds like the motivation there.
Yeah.
Is that she moved on and he couldn't deal with it.
God, I love this song so much.
You do not.
Oh, my God. It's like one of my favorite songs.
Come on. Really?
Crank it up. Actually, don't play this in association with a school shooting. I don't want to sully my favorite song.
All right.
I don't care how bad love hurts. You don't pull out a handgun,
right.
You douchebag.
Toys R Us.
Yes.
It looks like they're going out of business.
See you later. That sucks. It's just another casualty of Amazon.
Well, actually, Amazon played a role. You're correct. But they also say millennials not having kids hurt the company, too.
Really? That we're waiting too long to have children?
They say, well, yes, or not having them at all. Mm. They say there's a demographic time bomb ready to go off. It's going to hurt a lot of companies as many people are delaying marriage, having kids,
right.
Or not doing either of them at all. Toys R Us will close and sell each of its more than 700 locations in the United States. Millennial women are increasingly delaying parenthood or forgoing it altogether, reflected by the U.S.'s declining fertility rate. Mm. Fertility hit a record low in 2016, bringing the rate among women ages 15 to 44 to 62 births per 1,000 women.
Wow.
Again, a record low.
Mm.
Many economists are wringing their hands about what this means for the U.S. economy, since economic growth is harder when people don't have kids.
Yeah.
Japan apparently has a similar problem brewing. With fertility rates falling as longevity increases, people are living longer and not having kids.
Right. Who's going to be paying into Social Security as it's getting paid to the older people?
Japan, they say, is regarded as the poster child for this phenomenon, which is less kids being born and people living longer.
Well, you know, the thing is, that's a double-edged sword. Okay, so it's going to take an adjustment and, you know, there's going to be some problems with it. But also, they won't outgrow the island they're on. You know, I mean,
sure.
I've never been any place as crowded as Japan. Never.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
I've never been. I don't know.
It was claustrophobic. I mean, I'm sure you could get out into the country and it's less so. But, man, the cities, I was just like, holy packed. I told you, they were people were there to shove you into the subway, like to help shove people into the subway train.
To shoehorn you in.
To get you to get as many people in there as you can. I mean, it was, so it's hard to hear that they're having a shortage of population. So maybe things need to work themselves out. I mean, that's one problem this planet faces as a whole, is that we got a lot of people. We already can't feed them all.
Toys R Us says their customers are newborns and children.
Yes.
So revenues are dependent on birth rates in countries where we operate. And that's down, so they are down. Mm-hmm. And they say, yes, there's also growing competition from online retailers. But and speaking of, Amazon is said to be eyeing some vacant Toys R Us buildings.
I heard that. Mm-hmm.
So opportunity knocks. Why wouldn't you?
Well, at least maybe there'll be some jobs at those places.
Sure.
We were going to try to work some kind of promotion before Toys R Us kind of closed down, but pretty much the bank owns
all the toys.
All the toys now.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to hurt people up the line. I mean, you know, think about Hasbro. Where, you know,
yeah.
I guess now they're only going to be. So this hurts everybody when a big sector like this just closes down. I suppose it's good for, you know, there's actual little mom and pop toy stores that are out there. And so now those will be beneficiaries of this, yeah. I hope.
But what about the people that aren't getting their severance?
Right.
Just, that's it.
Just, I don't care how long you've worked here. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, is that something that's made the news about Toys R Us?
Monday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
Wow.
Yikes.
We often do these stories about the best places to live.
Yeah.
You know.
I like these. It's
well, this one is the cheapest cities in America.
Okay.
So if you want to cash out here in the Bay Area and make your money go long, the place where you can be rich is McAllen, Texas.
McAllen.
McAllen.
What do you get there for your money?
It doesn't say, but they say that.
Go to Zillow and see what.
Yeah,
what
you
can
get. I have some family members that live in McAllen, Texas.
Do you?
Yeah.
In McAllen?
What? Yeah, so McAllen, Texas is one of the few towns in the country where it's majority illegal aliens.
Oh.
And.
What?
Really?
Remember? So it's like a pipeline for Iranians?
No, for Mexicans who want to live in the United States, because right on the border of Mexico and Texas.
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah.
All right.
It's like right at the tip there.
You have Mexican family?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
A little bit, a few.
All right.
I mean, it's part of my American family. I told a brief story yesterday about this guy I know on The Secret Show who'd gotten divorced. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
It's this guy.
And he lives in McAllen.
Yeah.
What did he pay for his house? Do you know?
Go
on Zillow, you guys. I would love to see what a, you know. Give me a four
John.
Bedroom. Listen.
You're about to buy a home in McAllen.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to.
Listen, real estate is a good investment.
$300,000.
Oh, 300 grand?
Yeah, for a four bedroom.
Nice one. Nice street.
$150,000 for a four bedroom, three bath. 1,800 square feet.
How big are these lots?
Does it say on Zillow
Sarah,
what the lot is?
It does.
I don't know what the lot is. But I see a high-priced one, 4,000 square feet, four-bedroom, four-bath, 300,000.
4,000 square feet for
300.
Jeez, that's good.
But that's high-end.
The one that's 300,000 is has 3,200 square feet of living space and about 6,000 square feet, a lot.
Oh, it's tiny little lot.
Tiny little lot.
So in the top 10 cheapest cities in America, Texas has four of them.
Is McAllen one of them?
McAllen, Harlingen, Wichita Falls, and Brownsville.
Brownsville, Texas.
Yeah.
All right. So these are cheap places to live.
It's Knoxville, Tennessee, and looks like Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis?
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised, too.
Makes the list. But I was hoping someplace in Oregon might be on there. Oregon's beautiful. I mean, they probably don't want me saying this, but
it's a lot cheaper than here.
If you've got money to sort of invest in a place, you may have to go when you're too old to do anything.
What's the state tax rate there?
I don't know, but it's cheaper. A lot cheaper than here.
Do you want to know?
And I don't think they have sales tax there either.
Oh, there's a couple states that's sweet. Oh, here, this is the price.
Zero sales tax.
So It says Eugene and Springfield.
That's where I live, Springfield.
Are the cheapest real estate in Oregon.
Cheaper than Bend or Salem?
The 10 they said are Springfield, Dallas, Kaiser, Woodburn, Eugene, Coos Bay.
Coos Bay, yeah. That's
Coos
the
Bay,
beach. Sure.
Lebanon, and Pendleton. Oh. Those are the 10 cheapest in Oregon.
Hmm. Wow.
Well, there you go.
Oregon it is.
Well, no, Brownsville. No.
No, you know that the whole...
McAllen, Texas.
Those are in
is.
Texas the whole time.
Well, you don't... Maybe you...
I don't
you
think.
Love those two people who love to design things there.
But
that family, Chip and Joanna. Is that it?
Yeah.
It Chip is. And Joanna.
Yeah.
Boy, they have invaded my brain. Despite my best efforts, I know who they are.
Yeah.
Someone
they're everywhere,
says,
too.
Fixer Upper has done some houses in McAllen, Texas. That's the only reason why they know it.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
There you
Fixer
go.
Upper is the show. Hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 sent a picture of Logic and his wife, and it says, does not compute. He looks like a dorky fanboy meeting his favorite model.
Mm.
I highlighted the...
He must be just so interesting.
The fanny pack he's wearing.
Oh,
in
I
the
love
photo.
Fanny packs.
No, you don't.
Sure I do.
Get out of here.
Bring back the fanny pack.
No, don't do it.
Do it. Yeah, he looks like a dude who's at a show posing with the star.
Yep.
That is funny. She's dressing like an evening gown, and he is wearing a sweatshirt and a fanny pack with a pair of jeans and dumb glasses. That is hilarious.
He's super. You know what, though? We should mention, I have two of his albums. He is super talented. And he's the guy behind that 800.
Yeah, the suicide hotline.
Yeah.
You should watch that performance from the VMAs. It's incredible. It was the best one of the year, last year.
925 says, Sarah, please, please, please lower your expectations for Ready Player One. It's going to be impossible to recreate the awesomeness that the book was on the screen.
Well, look, even if it gets close, I'll be happy.
You want bad news?
Nope.
Yeah, okay. I don't. Well, now I...
You don't.
...feel...
You do not.
...like I...
Commercials.
...might, but...
Hit the button.
Bad news.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.